On Thursday, December 31st, 2015, at approximately 11:27 hours, I responded to a call for service in reference to a stalking incident, which had been primarily occurring at 4601 North World Drive at Walt Disney World Magic Kingdom Theme Park. Upon arrival, I met with the victim/reporter, Miss Laurel Edge, who is an active Walt Disney cast member at the MO5 building or management office. The victim advised that she has felt threatened or harassed by another cast member, James Conrad. The victim also advised that she has made a formal complaint to her manager in regards to the cast member. I then opened an investigation into this incident, which revealed the following information. On Friday, December 25th, 2015, at approximately 11:30 hours, the victim reported for her duty shift at the Magic Kingdom. The victim was assigned to East Food and Beverage Section. Also on duty was Mr. Conrad, who is a Walt Disney cast member assigned to the same section. Prior to this day, both of them were initially assigned to the same food and beverage location, Auntie Gravity's Ice Cream. The two spoke only professionally, handling food and drink orders for several hours. Later that same shift, the defendant and the victim were assigned to work together again. Now at the Cool Ship location, they began working together again, and business was very slow. The defendant began to ask very personal questions of the victim, then, without permission, took it upon himself to make unwanted physical contact with the victim, including grabbing her by the waist or rubbing her shoulders and neck. Miss Edge made it perfectly clear to him that his physical contact and advances were unwanted, and she demanded that he stop immediately. He would stop short term, but would re-engage the victim physically a short time later, and would repeat his physical advances of grabbing her waist and rubbing her shoulders, and even to include pulling her towards his person. Each time, the victim would protest that he stopped touching her. The victim explained that the defendant would disengage her, only to return a short time later. Later, Mr. Conrad wanted her to give him a ride home. She firmly refused his request. It was reported to this affiant that she dealt with repeated cycles of physical contact and questions from the defendant, despite being asked to stop his advances at least 20 times during their shared shift. Miss Edge stated that the defendant was scheduled to end his shift an hour earlier than her and was asking if he could sleep in her car, which she flatly declined. The defendant's actions made her feel uncomfortable and unsafe. The declarant then left her position and sought out her coordinator. She then told the coordinator, witness Jessica Schmidt, about Mr. Conrad making her feel uncomfortable sexually and unsafe. The coordinator moved her away from the alleged perpetrator and to another workstation, where she ended her shift at about 21:45 hours with no further contact. On December 26, 2015, at approximately 11:41 hours, the victim returned to work for her assigned shift. She reported being nervous and emotionally distraught about coming to work and possibly being forced to work with her tormentor. She made her concerns known to her management, but declined police intervention. Miss Edge was assured that the two would not be scheduled to work together again. The victim was still contacted by the defendant via his Facebook account, where he posted two messages on her Facebook account. Both were unwanted and unsolicited. On December 29, 2015, at approximately 1900 hours, the victim was at work at her assigned position at Friar's Nook. The defendant, who was not assigned to this position, then approached the victim again. He proceeded to ask very personal questions and, without permission, took it upon himself to make unwanted physical contact with her once again. He would grab her by the waist or rub her shoulders and neck. The victim made it perfectly clear that his physical contact and advances were unwanted, and she demanded that he stop immediately. The declarant again left her position, seeking out her coordinator to request that she be moved away from Mr. Conrad. She was told that he was never assigned to be at Friar's Nook and should be elsewhere. The defendant's actions towards the victim made her feel uncomfortable and unsafe, and she felt harassed and intimidated as well. Later that evening, the defendant again approached the victim. This put her in fear, and she sought assistance from her management. Miss Edge told her manager that she wanted to go home early to get away from the hassle. Her early release from work was granted. While she was at the employees' lounge, Mr. Conrad came up from behind her and asked if she was headed home. The victim said she jumped because the defendant startled her. She then quickly departed the area. The next day, she reported this continuing behavior to her management, who in turn suggested law enforcement. The defendant made the victim feel uncomfortable, unsafe, harassed, and now even more emotionally distraught. During my investigation, I obtained a sworn statement from the victim concerning this incident. I found that she has never been physically harmed. The defendant did make numerous unwanted physical contacts on the victim's person, despite being told to stop. I obtained a sworn statement from Witness Schmidt, the coordinator, concerning this incident and the victim's outcry. I also met with the defendant at his place of employment in a non-custodial interview. Mr. Conrad denied any contact with the victim and claimed to have no knowledge of her existence. He stated that he has not even worked with a female cast member since Christmas. The defendant denied making electronic contact via Facebook with the victim and claimed he had no idea of any contact with the victim for any reason, and certainly did not work with her. Miss Edge was given a business card with an assigned case number. The victim was also advised to contact law enforcement immediately should there be any further contact with the defendant. My investigation found the defendant engaged in a course of conduct directed at the victim that caused substantial emotional distress and served no legitimate purpose. The defendant's course of conduct showed a repeated pattern of conduct, both physical and verbal, that evidenced a continuity of purpose.